broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
We know we have a fiscal crisis in this country. We know.
Well, there's some days I try to figure it out because I'm always.
CBS News Serene Branson is live at the Staples Center.
Ever smoke wolf?
No, not really.
Effing retarded.
World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show. Ed knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And this is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. That's right. The right-wing radio show is on the air. CBS News reporter Laura Logan suffered what is being quoted as a brutal and sustained sexual assault and beating. And some leftist journalists were mocking her. Some guy named Neer Rosen. And they tell me he is a learned man, and he works for the New York Times and New York Magazine and does some other things. We're going to talk about that with Bobby Dooley at the top of the next hour from the Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization on this journalist, Laura Logan, suffering, quote, brutal and sustained sexual assault, end of quote, at the hands of protesters in Cairo. Plus, the GOP is set for a fight with Obama over the budget. David Castorini is going to join us this hour for a discussion of that. 877-876-PHIL. Is the number 877-876-7445. Tonight, our affiliate spotlight is on KXFD 970 AM in Portland and a new affiliate in El Paso, KHRO 1150. Great to have you guys with us in El Paso. Great to be back on the air in El Paso. And as we move through the news tonight, there's going to be a lot of budget stuff. We're going to cover the budget stuff with David Castorini right now. And then the Laura Logan, that's sort of an international story. I just mentioned this guy, Neer Rosen. He's a journalist and a fellow at the New York University Center for Law and Security is who he is. All right. So let me first bring on here David Castorini. He is a minister, does a series of television and radio broadcasts, a youth minister with David Castorini Ministries, who just returned from Washington, D.C., and a briefing by religious leaders around the country, a briefing from the White House and the Democratic Party on the budget. And that was that must have been a very interesting time, David.
Well, it was unexpected, Phil. I don't think I've ever been invited to a political conversation or convention quite as far-reaching as this, and we are ministers. Our primary focus is the salvation of young people in my ministry, to be able to look at the nuts and bolts of government, of budget, where money is going. Very, very exciting.
All right. So what were you, and the one thing that you talked about before we went on the air, the high-speed rail plans of Vice President Joe Biden, you found some kind of a spiritual calling in a lot of this.
Well, I did, and I told several of the other pastors that were there, I said, I think if we look at this as an opportunity to embrace a spiritual journey. If we look at this as a way for us to embrace a spiritual path, I think we're looking at it the right way, and I think we can inspire and we can bring young people or whoever is the object of our ministry along that path with us. Vice President Biden announced this $53 billion program, and I'd heard of high-speed rail, but I had not heard about it or heard it spoken of in such an exciting way. It is a $53 billion program over the next 6 years that would make existing rail faster. It would make it a high-speed system that can get people from point A to point B in one quarter of the time. It was, in a word, Phil, it was exciting. I listened to the vice president speaking. He was talking about the future. And what is life but preparation for the future, I think. And what is life when we speak to young people and we talk about a religious ministry, we talk about a calling to God? That's all about the future, and that's about bringing the future to us. And when I heard Vice President Biden talking about the excitement of high-speed rail, of a high-speed conveyance into the future, where the future is brought to us much faster, it was exciting. I could almost, you know, I could almost feel a wind in my hair, if you want to put it that way. It was a way of seeing life not as a stale and daily process, but something that's very, 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 very changeable, very, very evolutionary and exciting.
And so it was Vice President Biden who was talking about the high-speed rail plan. Now, you know that there are a lot of people who are talking about the cost of this.
I do, yes.
What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I'm a minister, and I believe in God. I believe in the power of prayer. And I believe in the Bible and the Scripture, which says that you can move a mountain if you so wish a mountain to be moved. So I say, you know, and I say this with a... greatest of respect, but damn to hell, the budget. You know,
really?
Yeah, I say we talk so much about money, 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 that we forget the biblical scripture which says, "Consider the lilies of the field; they neither toil nor do they sweat, nor do they strain. Yet the Lord provideth for each of them." And do you not know that every hair on your head is numbered? And if we really believe that, why do we worry about money? Why do we worry so much about money? I know that things cost.
Well, I mean, you would you say that to a family trying to budget, you know, their year for education, for food?
No, you know what? I would, but I of course I'd take into consideration the struggles of the daily family. But what I would say to them is, I would say, you are worrying way too much about money. And you need to just trust that the money's going to be there. And if it isn't there, it isn't there. So much of us talking about money, we have to live within our means. We can't just treat money.
All right, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we just lost a little bit of the connection. Just say that again.
I was going to say that we want to treat money simply as a vehicle for something, all right? We want to treat money as a vehicle for something. We don't want to treat money as a god. Money is not God.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number here. We're going to be back. We've got a technical difficulty with Pastor David Castrini in the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
We had a little bit of a technical problem. Can you hear me now, David?
I hear you fine, Phil. I had a difficult time listening. There was some background noise.
All right. And I apologize, folks, but we're back here with David Castrini, Reverend Castrini, and we're talking about U.S. plans to inject $53 billion into passenger rail. Now, I don't think I've ever talked to a Christian minister about a technical bill like this, about a piece of legislation like this, ever in my career, although I know that the religious community of this country has gotten involved in, you know, governance.
Well, there's always been, I think, people who have essentially said, you know, that the religious right,
yeah,
had been very close to President Reagan and people like that. I don't consider myself to be a left winger. I consider myself to be right down the middle. But when I was listening to Joe Biden, and he talked about, the thing that made me excited was that high-speed rail is a way of racing to the future and embracing the future, racing to the future and enjoying the future, being a part of the future. I thought that I could bring this back to our Christian ministries, to our youth ministries, and tell them that, in a way, I understand what a lot of you young people are talking about with Obama, you know.
Now, you're going to come back and start talking up Obama to the kids?
No, I'm not necessarily, but a lot of them are big Obama fans. And for me to say to them, well, I get it, because this was exciting. And high-speed rail, I don't think any president in the history of this country has proposed anything quite so exciting as high-speed rail. I don't think I've ever seen any president propose anything quite as open as high-speed rail. And so Vice President Biden... was that individual to open my eyes to that.
All right, now he estimated, now we wanted to get back to price, right?
You were talking about cost.
Yeah, we want to get back to cost, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And not only cost, but you bringing the Christian message into a discussion here of high-speed rail. First of all, the cost. You were saying we're thinking too much about money.
We do think too much about money, Phil. I think if we're going to be Christians and we're going to be people who trust in God, we have to stop obsessing over money. We've got to stop worrying about how much this costs, how much that costs. We have to stop making fools out of ourselves because on the one hand, we say money isn't everything, and rich people don't really get the joy of just being a poor and simple man. By the same token, we envy the rich.
But how, again, are you going to tell a family that is struggling to make a educational commitment?
Well, there you go again with that word struggling. You know, every time you say that, we give the poor an excuse to continue to struggle. When you say, well, how are you going to explain to a family that struggles, I'd like you to put that a different way, if you could, Phil. This is part of the workshops we do on Saturday. If you could put that a different way.
What do you want me to put a different way?
Well, instead of saying that, I'll give an example. Instead of saying that a family, what do you say to a family that struggles? What if you were to say, what do you say to a family that may need to work a little harder? Or what do you say to a family that worries too much about money and they don't have any?
All right, what do you say to a family that worries too much about money and they don't have any, you know?
All right, now we're talking about a family that the reason why they're poor is they worry too much about money. I have, in my ministry last year, I'm going to be very honest with you, I paid myself a salary of $350,000 based upon the monies that we've been able to raise. And yet, I don't notice that salary at all. And here's what I mean by that, Phil.
Well, how does a guy not notice a $350,000 salary?
I don't notice it because I don't obsess over money. I drive a nice car. I wear nice clothes because I know I have to, so that I set an example for people in my church who are not who don't handle money as well, who are poor, and they use that excuse. You know, I'm struggling. I'm not about Reverend Ike. I'm not about money. But what I am about is the future. And when I heard about a high-speed rail that could take us into the future at a breakneck clip, as fast as you please, going at speeds in excess of 200 miles an hour, I was excited about that. What's not to be excited about?
Well, there's a lot that you're saying there. Our number 877-876-PHIL here with Pastor Castorini, who is came back from Washington, heard the presentation on the $53 billion high-speed rail, and you believe that it's exciting and we should move toward it. You believe it's almost like a Christian mission not to worry so much about the money. That's fine. You got a lot of people out there worrying about the money.
But let's forget about the money. Let's talk about the high-speed rail and the exciting possibilities for it.
Well, I don't know what those are, you know.
Well, I'm telling you what they are. It is the absolute dream. It is the symbol of this rush to the future, this beautiful rush to the future, this beautiful breakneck rush to the future, this ability for us to enjoy the future by way of high-speed rail. President Obama is giving that to us, a gift.
Well, President Obama's not giving us this gift, though. It's costing $53 billion, you know.
I understand that, but what I'm saying is when we obsess over the price tag, which is what you just did, you miss the message. You're saying it's going to cost $53 billion. I'm saying, why do we worry so much about the money when we are a Christian people and we believe that God provideth for all the lilies of the field? Now, Obama has opened our eyes to a future that we have never even considered. Health care for everyone. High-speed rail that will take us to places we could only imagine, that we could only dream about. Now, Obama's done this, and I think it's time for people like myself to bring that message, and also the message, you know what, we don't need to worry that much about money.
Well, you know what? Good luck on that, because I'll tell you, when you say you don't have to worry that much about money, when you say that there is too much of an obsession over money, you're going against human nature, all right?
Well, am I going against the Christian nature is the question.
Well, there are people who would say that Jesus' teachings go against human nature.
Well, Christians don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Well, you don't believe that Jesus' teachings go against human nature. You just said you made $350,000 last year.
I made a lot of money, and yet I don't obsess over it. And that's why I've got a lot of money, because money is not what it's about for me. I paid myself a salary of $350,000 because my accountants advised that I had to. But I also paid myself that salary, Phil, I wanted to see what it is like to make that kind of money and not care. And you know what that's like for me? It's the same as when I was a little boy, and I was in Conyers, Georgia, and I would take my fishing pole to a creek that my father had shown me before he died, and he died when I was 11 years old, and I would take that pole to the creek, and I'd put it in. I'd spend all afternoon. I don't think I ever caught a fish, but in my mind, I was fishing with my father, and I spoke to him, and that's how I feel every day when I get out of bed in a $2.5 million home with a wife who last year was a model and today is devoted to the Christian ministry. She was a model.
Your wife, Jenny.
My wife, Jenny. And she gave it up and she's devoted to the Christian ministry now, 100%. I drive a Mercedes Benz, but I don't care. I don't care about any of that. Money is not what it's about. It's a high-speed rail that Obama's going to give us.
877-876-PHIL. Talking to David Castorini. Always good to talk to you, Reverend. As you're talking about Christian belief, money, and Obama's high-speed rail. We can afford it. We just got to quit obsessing over the money, and it's an exciting project. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Mike in Brooklyn, New York. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Henry Show with David Castorini.
How are you? Respect to the minister. My question is...
Yes, thank you very much. Good evening to you.
Thank you. I don't think that there is so much of a concern about money. Just money is a necessity. And if it wasn't such a concern for you, I couldn't understand why you would take a salary of $320,000. Why wouldn't you choose a salary of $50,000? Why wouldn't you choose a salary of $120,000 if it wasn't such a concern?
Well, because my accountants said that I need to take a certain amount of salary. The rest can go into retirement. And the rest we turn back into our business, into the ministry, into our youth ministries, into the schools that we're building. He requires that. My accountant has required that.
Your accountant requires a certain number of...
Yes, sir, for tax purposes.
Well, I can understand that.
350 grand.
I can understand that. And just like other working people such as myself, I have a concern about it because it's a necessity for me. I have to continue working past my 20-year contract, just so I can sustain life after I retire.
But, you know, if we worry so much about money, we're never going to get high-speed rail, see? And high-speed rail is going to put you, Mike, in the seat of a train doing 200 miles an hour to wherever you want to go. But if we keep worrying about money, we're going to keep on hitchhiking, you see? And right now, America's hitchhiking. We're hitchhiking with health care. We're hitchhiking with high-speed rail. We're hitchhiking with the health of our children. We're hitchhiking with the infrastructure. We're out on the road like hobos. We got to get on a fast track, on a fast train. And, Mike, you're right up front, first-class seat, watching the countryside going by at a clip we could never have imagined.
You know, Pastor, I've always known you, Reverend, to be a good... You give a good homily, a good, as we say in the Catholic faith, a good homily. But, you know, what is this supposed to mean to folks?
What do you mean?
So we're on a high-speed rail, man. We still need $53 billion to pay for it.
See, what am I going to do? You just keep on getting anchored to money. You got to stop that. I think, Mike, you understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Well, I would rather see money go into education. I would rather see money go into health care, child care, opposed to a high-speed rail.
Sure. Of course. But that high-speed rail, Mike, where you and Phil can sit there and see that world, you guys are racing to the future. Right now, you and Phil are sitting like a couple of hobos.
We're not a couple of hobos. We're a couple of working guys. We're trying to make a living here. You're making $350,000 a year, Pastor, and that's great. You get out of bed and get into your Mercedes, and you say it's because you don't think about it. It's like you're fishing. The reality of life for me and for, I imagine, Mike and a lot of people is we get out of bed and we hump it, you know?
You guys are always going to be. See, he uses the hump it. That's a sexual term. Phil is rooted. Phil, you are really rooted in the flesh. Hump it. Like you're doing what? You're humping. You're rooted in the flesh.
All right. Mike, thanks so much for your call. Our number is 877-876-7445. 877-876-Phil. David Castorini, we'll be right back.
Phil Hendry.
You got to get off that kick.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to our show. It's 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, radio for patriots by patriots. And on the line with me is Reverend David Castorini from his youth ministries in Washington this week to talk to the vice president was Reverend Castorini, along with other members of the religious ministry world.
The world is of... We are, Phil, the world of the clerics. We are people involved in the religious ministry of a variety of religions. And
I'm always interested. When you say variety of religions, were there Jewish rabbis there?
You know something? I don't know, but I understand that a very good friend of mine, at least two of my friends, actually, Rabbi Thorkin and Rabbi Elmer were there.
Rabbi Elmer.
That's right.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL. Obama and his high-speed rail plan is something we need to embrace as Christians, says David Castorini. We worry too much about money, and we don't get anything done. And I think in principle and in theory, that's a wonderful thing to say.
You know, Phil, I hear people say an awful lot, in principle and theory, in principle and theory. In principle and in theory, Christianity should work. Well, in principle and in action, Phil, Christianity works. Quit worrying so much about money. Quit giving yourself an excuse to be a loser. God didn't want losers. God wants winners. And the high-speed rail that Barack Obama and Joe Biden were talking about, the Chinese are going to have high-speed rail. The Japanese have got high-speed rail. The Chinese have taken leaps and bounds past us with their technology, even to the point of their defense industries. And their defense capability, which I think scares a lot of people, the idea of using robotics in warfare, the idea of an army of robots, the idea of the Japanese using an army of some form of android. In the United States, what are we doing? We're still fooling around with human beings and choo-choo trains. And this is a country I love, Phil, and to think of America as a country that's choo-choo, if you saw the Good and Plenty commercials. Choo-choo, you know, on a choo-choo train, right?
And well, choo-choo train, like a steam engine.
Like a steam engine.
We don't have steam engine trains. We have diesel engine trains.
But in comparison to high speed, it might as well be choo-choo.
877-876-7445. Well, in comparison to high-speed rail, I guess a lot of things are slow, but are they necessary? And again, do we have the money? Is it Teak in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Yes.
Yes, sir, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I can't believe you're serious about this. You're talking, saying that people obsess over money and that you don't obsess over it. You don't obsess over it because you have it. You make much more money than many people in America do. And
I never obsessed over it, Teak. I never obsessed over it. I never worried about it. All I wanted to do was spread the word of Jesus Christ. And the money came to me. I didn't say, God, please make me a millionaire. But one day I woke up, and I've got a woman next to me who was a Miami Dolphin cheerleader and a model. And I got a Mercedes-Benz in the garage. I don't care. I could lose it all tomorrow. But this high-speed rail taught me.
Honestly, I kind of hope you do lose it all tomorrow, just so you understand where the rest of us in this country are coming from. We are not all millionaires. we're not all living in $2.5 million homes, and we don't have the money to keep giving to the government to waste on projects like this high-speed rail system.
No, if you're
no one's going to use
this.
All these studies have said that there's no reason to have this. I'm sorry?
But don't you believe that Jesus said that the lilies of the field and the way they, you know what I mean? The lilies of the field, right? You know what I'm saying, right?
No, so, I don't know what you're saying, to be honest with you.
If we build a
high speed, I don't know where you're coming from on this.
Are you kidding? If you worry about money too much, Pete, don't worry so much about money. We're going to have a high-speed rail that takes us straight past the Japanese and the Chinese on into the future.
But what good is it going to do if no one uses this system?
That's exactly what they said about the Metro Rail in Los Angeles. Guess what? Everybody's on that now. Everyone. What are you laughing at? That's exactly what they said. Nobody'd use it in L.A. because there's too many cars. Guess what? People use it every day, all the time. And they use it
in L.A.
to the point.
It's so bad you can't drive your car.
Well, you don't know anything about it. You're in wherever you are. But the fact of the matter is, it's true. So people will use it. But you got to quit worrying about money, and you'll get money. You got to quit worrying about being in Greensboro. Don't imagine you're in Greensboro like where you are. Think of yourself as being in, like, Paris.
Yeah, okay, whatever that means.
Well, you're not playing with a full deck.
All right, thank you very much, Teak, for your call. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking now to Theo in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. Hey, listen, I just got a question towards the Reverend there, David.
How are you doing?
If you're saying to me that, you know, you're not worried, first of all, you shouldn't concern yourself, and you can get rid of the word worry.
I don't worry. I don't worry at all.
You shouldn't even use the word worry. That's Satan right there.
I'm not even concerned. I'm not concerned.
That's the word.
I'm not concerned about nothing.
$350,000
a year. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. $350,000 a year. But
right.
I don't understand. We're in the process of trying to bring the country up to speed with renewable energies and do away with some of the things that's hurting us
Exactly. Exactly. That's what high-speed rail's going to do. It's electricity.
It's okay to bring in high-speed rails. That's not a problem, but that's not the top agenda right now in this country. We have a bunch of people in this country right now suffering deeply.
We need the vision. We need the... High-speed rail takes you into the future past the Japanese and the Chinese and that robot army they've got, you know.
Let Theo finish. Go ahead.
That's okay and dandy. I have no problem with bringing a high-speed railroad in this country. No problem.
Right.
But it's not a top priority. Our priority is getting the people back to work in our country. Now, I'm in Michigan, and Michigan has been jammed so hard that it's tough in a lot of different areas. So I have to retrain myself. And I'm retraining myself in the renewable energy areas to make a better thing for myself. Now, we got to help other people, but for you to say that you went to bed and woke up one morning and that you had a beautiful cheerleader laying next to you and then you had a Mercedes-Benz and $350,000 in your account, you should have been married. I hope you was married before you did this. But in the meantime, if money is not a big issue to you, if money is not a big issue to you, listen to me. I've been walking since 1998. Do me a favor. Help your fellow brother out, right? Like Jesus would want everybody to help their neighbor out. Help me get a car so I can go out and find a better job. And on top of that...
I'm trying to help you. You don't understand. I'm getting you a job in renewable energy. You want a job in renewable energy, right? And the job in renewable energy that I got for you is building a high-speed rail. That's the job.
That's the thing. I'm not coming down on that. All I'm saying is this.
You want to get a car? That ain't renewable energy. That's gasoline. I'm going to get you on that high-speed rail.
I'll take a $500 car and make something happen. As long as I can get that.
You can get yourself a... Yeah, but that thing's on a fossil fuel. You don't want that. I'm just trying to tell you, that if you will quit worrying about money and
start
worrying about yourself sitting there in a bullet train, and you are you're sliding through the Japanese countryside.
I'm not going to slide.
Sliding through the Japanese country.
That's what I want you to do. And don't worry about you. Renewable energy, that a high-speed rail, you know what it runs on? It runs on nuclear electrical. They haven't even invented it yet, what it runs on. That's how amazing it is. They don't know what they're going to power it with.
What did I just do?
You listen.
Yes, they do. It's an electrical rail system. Thank you very much, Theo. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Now, listen, David, before we get to another phone call here, the U.S. is planning to inject $53 billion. You keep talking about the vision. You keep talking about the bigness of it. You want us to get past talking about money, but you're not really hearing. A lot of folks are saying, you know, this is the day-to-day. You know,
I understand the day-to-day, Phil. I live the day-to-day. Every day I live the day-to-day. You know,
well, you're living it every day with $350,000 a year.
That money that I make every year, that salary that I take for myself, it might as well not be there. Because when I get out of bed, I don't see the house around me. I don't see the furnishings. Or this gentleman referred to Jenny, who's my wife. Yeah, she was a cheerleader for the Miami Dolphins and was a model on Ocean Avenue in South Beach, Miami, but she gave all that up to become a Christian minister's wife. Can you imagine that? She gave all that up to be the wife of a minister.
The wife of a minister who's driving a Mercedes. And
no, we don't. You don't understand. Keep wanting to go there, don't you? You keep wanting to do that. I don't see that. When I get out of bed in the morning, all I see is a world full of losers, people that don't get it, and I've got to get out. And
when you got out of bed in the morning, all you see is a world full of losers, but you're getting out of bed in your $2 million house.
No, I'm getting out of bed in a world of want and a world of need, a world of losers who worried about $53 billion for a high-speed rail that is going to shoot us, rocket us, into the stars past any android robot force that could be turned against us by the Chinese, any robot army turned against us by the Japanese, any fast high-speed rail that could be created by the Scandinavians or the Russians, we would be out in front. We'd be in the lead. We'd be in the future. But right now, we're sitting on a choo-choo train is what I was trying to say.
Well, we're sitting on a train of our own making, the American train, and so far it's leading the world in terms of the economy. Here is Shane in Tupelo, Mississippi. Go ahead, Shane.
Well, that's right. I agree with you.
Yeah, I want to ask the pastor if he'll buy me a ticket on this plane on this train, and
yes,
maybe
I will.
Look out the window and see the.
Yes, I will.
See some starving kids or something. You know that he could give some of that $350,000.
Well, I didn't say that train's going to build itself, did I? I said that it's going to be a high-speed rail. It's got to be built by people. Those are jobs. Those are real jobs.
You're pretty good in the Bible. Have you ever read in the Bible where Jesus told the rich man that he needed to give everything that he had away and follow him?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Well,
$350,000.
I don't think a Christian would talk about how much he had and how beautiful his wife was and all that. That's just not a Christian attitude, man.
And a Christian wouldn't worry about money the way you worry about money.
Yeah, Jesus wasn't worried about money because he didn't have anything. He was born.
You're worried about money.
He was born.
You're worried about money.
No, I'm not.
You're worried
about
money. Yes, you are. Because I keep talking about a high speed rail and you don't want to pay for it. Why are you worried about money?
Do you think a high-speed rail is going to come down in the woods in Mississippi and pick me up?
Yes.
The only high-speed rail I want to get on is the one that takes me to heaven to see Jesus face to face. That's the only high-speed rail.
Well, there won't be one.
I want to be on.
There won't be any high-speed rail going to heaven if you're down here worrying about money. And if you want a high-speed rail coming through the Mississippi woods to pick you up, we can do that for you.
Whenever this country goes bankrupt and we're taken over by some other country and, you know, we're slaves to some other country or killed.
Yeah, we will be. We will be slaves to the Chinese and their robot army because we didn't build a high-speed rail. Shane didn't want us to build high speed rail.
That fast train is just going to save us all. Obama's going to save us
Shane,
all.
Shane, I'll tell you what. You can have this train come through the woods and pick you up, or you can move
That's
to St. Louis or someplace where it's going to be going through.
The problem is.
What do you mean he can move to St. Louis?
I don't think we're going to put a high speed rail in Tupelo, but we can
put it in an area where people like you and Obama and everybody in Washington has got so much money, and they don't talk about the little man like me that has to get out like everybody else and work his tail off to make a living.
Well, you know what, Shane? You're right, but he's been talking about you in a different way. You've been talking about people who need money, Pastor, as if they're, well, they're losers.
I didn't know. I didn't know what I said.
Well, what did you say when you said the guy doesn't have a lot of money because he worries too much?
Any man that doesn't have enough money worries too much about money, like Shane here. Every day he's worried. I'm saying forget it. Put that high-speed rail through Tupelo. You get on it. You can leave your old lady behind. You can leave your kids behind. Did he hang up?
Yes, he did.
Boy, that dirt.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, I was talking to the man, and he hung the phone up on me. I don't think that. Boy, there's a lot of unchristian behavior.
877-876-PHIL. You know, it's not the most Christian thing in the world to say to a guy, you know, if you're worried about money, man, you're thinking like a loser. 877-876-PHIL, as Pastor David Castorini tells us, a high-speed rail, $53 billion. Forget about the money. Let's build a high-speed rail. It's a trip to the future. And Jesus, as Christians, Jesus would want us not to worry about money. That's great. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil with me is David Castorini as we talk in the final minutes here about a visit to Washington where he saw the plans for a high-speed rail unveiled before ministers and members of the religious calling there by Joe Biden. And David, back on here with us, you've made these statements that don't seem to be incongruous to you, do they?
I can understand, Phil, why people would say that I am a man who makes a lot of money. I do make a lot of money. What people are not understanding is it doesn't make any difference to me how much money I make. I have to make that money. My accountant told me that I had to make that money. Anybody that worries more about the money that I make and not the money they make, no wonder they're poor. No wonder they're poor. They're not living a Christian life. Anyone that is worried about me as opposed to themselves is not living a Christian life. And if you start thinking about the high-speed rail and what it can do, where it can take us, the vistas that we can conquer with high-speed rail.
And you really like this high-speed rail as a metaphor as much as an actual means of transportation.
I really do. I really do, Phil. And that's a good way of putting it. I do. It's the most potent metaphor for America that I can think of. High-speed rail will take us way out.
Yeah, well, okay, there's a joke there, you know.
No, but you understand what I'm saying. You can make jokes, but you know what I mean.
Well, I don't know what you mean. High-speed rail will take us to, it could take us to the place that we don't want to be, which is bankrupt. I mean, we already are, but tip us over the edge. 877-876-PHIL. Here's Brian in Memphis. Go ahead, Brian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Phil. Just driving home and from work, and I really, this is better than the XM Comedy Channel. This David character you have on. He's a pastor.
Hey, praise God. Any way that I can get through to you, I'm happy to do.
He's in a $2.5 million house. I think he said he makes a salary of $350,000. Those numbers don't add up. If anybody in your congregation listens to this,
why don't they add up?
What do you mean?
I don't even know what your what are your qualifications? Are you an accountant?
My accountant told me. And that's, there's more than one part to it. The second part is.
What do you mean your wife is?
Your
how much money do you get? Well, how much money do you
got? I've got enough to live on. I've got enough to put in the donation plate. I mean, are you stealing from the plate? I want to know. Are you stealing from the plate?
That's what that's a little man. You're a little man. You're a little man to make an accusation like that.
Because you can't
take the fact that I make the kind of money, and I just happen to have a different opinion than you, then you accuse me of being of stealing because I got a different opinion than you.
Sure, just listen. Just listen. How does a $350,000 salary put you in a $2.5 million home? Answer that.
Are you kidding?
I mean,
are you kidding?
Something else coming out of the offering plate?
Well, Brian, let me ask you something. Is your wife the only one you're tapping? Is your wife the only one you're tapping? You got something at work? You got something on the side?
That's nice. You're a pastor.
Oh, really? And what are you accusing me of?
Are you a youth
What are you
pastor?
Accusing me of?
Are you a youth pastor?
Are you a faithful man? Are you heterosexual?
Are you a youth pastor?
Are you a heterosexual or are you tapping a young boy on the side?
That's the only congregation that you can preach to. It's going to buy what you're saying.
Is your boyfriend that you just left and you're going home to your wife.
Okay, that really shows me what you guys are all about.
He started it.
Thank you. 877-876. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
And
Bobby Dooley next.